see Radio Dunk.
The Grey Panthers is a dance group, part of the Trax Dance Company, that consists of dancers predominantly over the age of 60. You've probably seen them do their work. They've been dancing around the territory since 1988. Through creativity and movement, the Grey Panthers explore what it means to be a part of the ageing Australian population and the role of the elder in contemporary Northern Territory life. They've only just come out of a rehearsal. I think they've gathered their breath. And I'm lucky to have a couple of the Panthers joining me now. Jess, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
And Alan.
Good morning.
Now, both of you, it says for over 60. You don't qualify, both of you, surely.
yeah, I'm over 60, 63 next birthday.
63, really?
Yep.
Very, very hard to believe. Now, no one can actually see you except for me. But, Alan, you do not look a day over that.
It must be the dancing.
Do you think?
I think.
How long have you been dancing for?
Oh, okay. I got in early, 12 years.
12 years. So you've been dancing for 12 years. So you started when you were 51?
Yes.
Or close enough.
50, yep.
And 50, yeah. And Jess, well, I don't think there's any doubt, you're not 60.
I'm a Grey Panther in spirit.
Yes.
I'm one of a small team of facilitators that teach the Grey Panthers each Friday morning at Trax Dance Company Studio. And, along with Kelly Benefordi and David McMicken, we lead the Grey Panther classes.
Wonderful, wonderful teachers.
Are they?
Yes.
It must be a pretty rewarding job too, Jess. Like, it's been going for 30 years now. How is the Grey Panthers as a dance group? Is it still going strong or is it waning? What's it like?
They're an amazing group of individuals, very creative women, and Daryl, our one male Grey Panther. Also, Dave McMicken, who's a co-artistic director at Trax. He's recently turned 60.
He's legal.
So he was presented with an honorary certificate to say you are officially a Grey Panther now. And it's certainly a group that's full of vitality and passion for movement and dance and health, which has in turn made me really passionate about that dance for seniors and dance for people coming to dance later in life.
Have you always been a dancer, Jess?
Yeah, I grew up dancing. Yeah, always loved it.
And Ellen, it's a completely different story for you by the sound of it. You started when you were 50.
Yeah.
What was that like, starting dancing when you were 50? Was it a little bit intimidating?
No, I just loved dancing. I just didn't get around to go to dance groups. I was thinking, I grew up in Mount Isa, and dancing wasn't one of the, it was all sports. That's why I was very good at all the sports, basketball, swimming and all that sort of stuff, hockey. And then when I danced, I kept saying to myself, why didn't I do this years ago? Because I can't stand, you put music on and I'll dance.
Yes.
And I have to, because saying it goes as well, move it or lose it. I've had two right hip replacements. I've got bad back and all that. But I started off with doing hydrotherapy. One of the ladies there said, come and join dancing. And I said, no, I'm not 50 yet. But when I did turn 50, she said, come along, and I went, and they accepted me, which was really great. And by doing all that sort of stuff, it's very good for your body. You have to eat well. Creative in your mind, you've got to study, You've got to remember all the moves, and it's very good for your brains when you get older,
Jess, is this a common experience that you have? Do you hear other stories just like this?
Yeah, I think there's a commonality in that feeling that coming to dance sort of frees you up to, yes, feel more healthy and more creative and vital, but there's also that social aspect to it.
Yeah.
So a lot of the women do come to class, and Daryl, I keep forgetting Daryl.
Daryl, yeah.
They do come to class for the movement and for those parts, but then I think that the social side and the celebration and being around people that are also as interested in dance and in each other is a really strong part of it and why people keep coming back.
People listening to this, how can they get involved in the Grey Panthers? Can they get involved?
Yeah, there's a few different ways. So at the moment, the Panthers are a lovely big group, and we we've just had our last intake for the year, so there's certainly room if people were interested to come and join next year. But also as an audience, we often do community performances around Darwin. Yeah. We pop up, the Panthers pop up all over the place, volunteering their time to perform at lots of different events and celebrations.
It's a wonder we weren't called pop-up Grey Panthers. I had to laugh one day. We were doing a show at Biggest Morning Tea at the Greek Club. And the lady that was hosting said, "And welcome to the Pink Panthers." And I went, "No, Grey Panthers." And I couldn't stop laughing.
How good's that? What are you preparing for now?
At the moment, we are at the end, coming to the end. So the last performance for us is the Fieries Christmas Party.
And the Panthers were featured in the National Dance Forum, which was a really important forum that happened in August, which brought dance companies from all over Australia to Darwin, and the Panthers featured and did a performance and were spoken about as part of one of the keynotes. So just in terms of the importance of movement in your life throughout your whole life, that was a really wonderful moment to see the Panthers and really celebrate what they do.
The Grey Panthers is, well, it's at capacity, and people can still express their interest if they want to join.
Yeah, absolutely.
But right now, this weekend, what can people do? Is it just a matter of getting up and dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Is it as easy as that? Moving the hips?
Well,
how would you suggest one starts?
Well, when you
look okay, at you, when swaying you wake, around, you're ready to go.
Well, wake up first and do your stretches to, you know, warm your bones up and stuff like that, and then you start. Righto, where's the vacuum? I'm going to vacuum. Doo-doo-doo. Yes, you know.
Yeah.
Robin Williams, eat your heart out. Push it backwards and forwards. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that's such a nice idea. Why not? Have a dance at home. Throw on the tunes. Yeah.
You can dance to no matter what you're doing, even when you're washing, hang it out. Oh, right. Oh, yes, the hips are going. And I even do that when I'm mowing with right on.
Mm.
Could you imagine me when I was pushing? All righty. The legs are going up. Yeah, I've sort of got to go. Oh, I went up to step up to the right on mower now, but no, just anything. You're cooking. It's
stirring the spaghetti.
Stirring the spaghetti. Yes, good. Yes, anything. Just dance in the shops. I'm terrible. The grandchildren just say, "Stop!" And I say, "What, love?" It's fun. It's fun because not only good for your body, good for your brain. If you forget, you know, and David's always said to us, like, "No, the other left." So it's about, okay, left from right. Okay, that righto, this is it. Yeah.
Getting to know your body in that way, like learning those patterns, those pathways, but also stretching out, enjoying, like the pleasure in movement and just getting the body moving.
Getting moving, yes, yep.
Oh, very good. Well, some wise advice. Get amongst it. Have a go.
Oh, yes, have a go. Get up, turn the music on and go for it.
All right, on that note, Jess and Alan, thank you very much for your time.
Our pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you.
ABC Radio Darwin.